Yeah, roger that. Well, first off, you got to get tired that plays good, but buzzes on certain frets, like buzzes out, as they call frets out, usually that's frets. That they need to, that's where the fret file is your best friend. You come in there with a fret file and a crowning file. Sometimes, if it's a real cheap guitar, and it was imported from another country, sometimes if you take a plastic mallet and you tamp on the frets, don't hit them hard, just a nice tamp on the frets that are fretting out. Sometimes that takes care of it. If the frets ain't all the way fully seated in there, it'll happen. I've seen that happen lots of times. But other than that, if that don't do it, then you have to have the frets refiled and recrowned. Which is, that's a different story. I'm not going to say that's an easy job. You got to know what you're doing with the fret file. If you don't, you'll end up with no guitar. So that's best to have, if, you know, when it comes to having the frets done, like that, having that problem solved, it's better to have somebody who knows what they're doing rather than trying it yourself. As for the cat gut guitars, yeah, Spanish guitars too, they're called. They're great. I love the cat gut guitars with the cat gut strings. I think they sound great, you know, and sometimes it is me, though, because I see people take the cat gut strings off and they try to put steel strings on. And it works, but it don't sound as good as the cat gut strings are okay.